What are the things that come to my mind in Black History Month? Well,
Yes.
first of all, there's a sense of pride for me. I've been building a sense of pride in the Black community and a sense of belonging. When I as someone who was, Black and born in Canada, one of the things that I look back on with almost with disdain, almost with sadness, is that I didn't learn about Black people in school. I didn't have a history class that talked about Black people's migration to Canada, the Underground Railroad, for instance. I didn't read a Black author until I got to university, if you can believe that. That wasn't part of our education system. I didn't have Black heroes on television or in any other endeavor in my life until I was a teenager. And those heroes came th as athletes. So my life was very narrow, and it was to not to my well, I think it was to my disadvantage, and it certainly was nothing that I would have wanted for myself. I would like to have celebrated, and I've liked to have believed and honored myself and my community more. For some, that kind of existence growing up creates a kind of lack of self-worth, maybe even self-hatred. You internalize your own inferiority. If you don't have writers, if you don't have that cultural capital to rely on, those heroes that you can stand on their shoulders, whether they're in literature, whether they're in sports, or whether they're in education, it's very detrimental to your life. And basically, Black History Month is the redress of that for me. It is a statement about its cultural capital. It's a statement about self-worth. And it's a statement that needs to be told over and over, not just in one month, but the entire year, because there are children like me growing up that can move in wrong directions if they don't believe in themselves, if they don't see people like them in high places, if they're not able to read the richness of Black literature. Do you know that? Well, I think you do know there are Black writers when I was a kid who were Nobel Prize winners, but I'd never heard even their names, of Soyanka and others. And yet I lived that life. I look back on it now and see how deprived I was. And for me, Black History Month is it's an event, if you will. It is a happening. It is a cultural celebration that actually did just not only denies, but it actually condemns the kind of existence that is not well, let me put this another way. What it does is celebrates a community in a way that's healthy for all of us as individuals and as a collective. And I think that is the purpose it serves, and the impetus it has for people learning or actually acquiring self-worth and a sense of belonging in their and pride in their community.